Doug's coming back. Only coach to ever win a Super Bowl with the Eagles. Now, there were three titles prior to the Super Bowl era, 48, 49, and 60. But never in the Super Bowl era. We wanted it so bad for so long. And Doug was a huge part of making it happen. A huge part. I asked Wechter earlier this week, knowing on Friday, of course, you know, Eagles versus the Jags. Hey, let's try to put something together that kind of honors Doug and speaks to that 2017, you know, thing. And Joe went into the lab, put some work in, and put together what I believe is a tribute you're really going to enjoy hearing. Let's take a trip down. James, we're not doing a bathtub time machine, but this would be like. Matter of fact, James, you have the bathtub time machine open?
If you give me a sec, hold on.
Yeah, let's, because this is almost like this is a bathtub time machine. Let's take a little dip today on this Friday as we get ready for the Eagles and Jags. We honor Doug Peterson today, and we do so courtesy of a lot of great audio back to 2017. James, don't worry about the bathtub thing. It doesn't matter. Let's listen.
I have it if you want it.
Yeah, all right.
Bathtub it's time to go back in the tub with the hammer.
What we're really doing is going back to 2017, not with the hammer, with Doug Peterson. Ladies and gentlemen, as he's going to be in town, obviously, starting tomorrow and coaching against the Eagles on Sunday, let's relive the journey of Doug from not good Eagles starting quarterback to championship-winning Super Bowl head coach. Here we go.
We're going to need a month.
Start this Andy Reid era with the ball and new quarterback Doug Peterson.
Doug Peterson making his first start after 7 years in the National Football League. He's been a backup in Green Bay and Miami.
Peterson going deep for Torrance Small, ball intercepted. Aeneas Williams with the interception on Doug Peterson.
I'd like to welcome back Doug Peterson and introduce him as the next head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He understands how dedicated, obsessed we all are to bring a Super Bowl to Philadelphia.
I understand the culture and the passion of Philadelphia.
It's exciting times around the city of Philadelphia right now, and it's because of you guys sitting in this room right here. You're here for a reason, and it's to win a championship. What will our identity be in 2017?
He dashes to his left. He dashes to his right. He is starting to run. Now he fires downfield. Aguilar, 3 of the 10, touchdown Eagles!
With the article that came out the day before the game, but it is what it is. We love playing for Doug.
We had to get this win for Doug.
Here comes the rush. Lynch, they've got him. They've got him. He escapes. He's got a first down out of the 44-yard line. How'd he do it? How'd he do it?
I thought you said they got him.
They did. He disappeared. He's rolling. He's going to run. Penalty flag thrown as Lentz goes into the end zone. Lentz back again. He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey. Quickly down to Howard.
All right, Merle, Carson Wentz was in the tent. You know what that indicates. And now he's walking to the locker room.
I do. Torn ACL.
Can your team overcome?
You sure can. Heck yeah. We overcame a Pro Bowl left tackle. We overcame our middle linebacker. We've overcome a running back. We've overcome a core special teams player this year, our kicker this year. You know, yeah, he is the quarterback of our football team. But you know what? The reason we went out and got Nick Foles is for reasons like this. You know, if there's ever an opportunity for me as a head football coach to rally the troops, you know, now might be the time.
The Falcons break from the huddle. Jones wide right.
Where is Julio?
Sanu in the slot. Ryan rolls. Ryan pumps. Ryan is throwing it up in the air. Incomplete! And Taylor for Jones. Incomplete! And the Eagles have defeated the Atlanta Falcons. They are one win away from the Super Bowl.
And the word was yet.
Yeah.
The word was yet.
Yeah.
We have.
We ain't done.
We ain't done.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Because you know what? 1 week from tomorrow, we come back together and we shock the world again. Yeah. You got it?
Back goes Foles. Foles steps up. He is looking. He is going deep. And alone and in for the touchdown is Jeffrey. The Eagles are headed for the Super Bowl and a rematch with the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 52.
I cannot tell you from the bottom of my heart, I love everyone, the amount of work that has gone in to what you have accomplished this season. And guess what? We are not done
yet.
We got one more football game to throw in this season. One more game.
You want Philly food?
Yeah, let's do it.
Philly special. Ready? Here we go.
Foles Moves to the right. It goes directly to Clement. Clement reverses it, and the pass goes into the end zone.
To Nick Foles.
It's a touchdown by Nick Foles.
Listen, a little razzle-dazzle by Doug.
Brady lines them up. He's back again. He steps on. He's hit. He stumbles. He is throwing it deep for the end zone, and it is batted around and incomplete. And the game is over. The game is over. The Philadelphia Eagles are Super Bowl champions.
How do you explain this, that 9 years ago you're coaching in high school and here you are with this trophy?
I got the best players in the world, and it's a resilient group. I love this coaching staff, and not only do we have the best fans in the world, we now have the best team in the world. Thank you, guys.
It's awesome stuff, man. It really is. Really well done by Joe Wechter putting that together. We salute Joe on a tremendous compilation of audio back from 7 years ago now. And also, I mean, just look, it's a big thing, man. Doug coming back, John. He was here for 5 years, and he did it. He did it.
I cannot get over the confidence that he brought to the table when he was asked, can you still win without Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
I never in a million years would I have expected the way he actually believed that. When he said, you bet, or whatever it was, heck yeah, we can win. At that moment in time, like, I thought, oh man, this is just total lip service. He's saying this because it's what the team, I guess it's the only thing they can hear right now. Like, they got no other choice. But he turned it around.
He
went back to the drawing board with his offensive coordinator, and they retooled everything to suit Nick Foles and that offense and those players and their skill sets, and the rest is history.
Tremendous.
Clearly.
But
the confidence that he had is what's so overwhelming.
Yeah, it was very strong. I agree with you.